Good morning, Marion, and this is Pastor Craig, and you're listening to What's Happening, Marion. And yes, just about everything happening, Marion, for the next few days is going to be Halloween or Halloween related, but there are a few other things going on. So this is a time to just kind of sit back and enjoy, but you also probably want to have pencil and paper handy. Because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of stuff going on. And you know, the interesting thing about this is when I was a kid growing up, all I remember was from Halloween is all I remember was we would go out one night, trick or treat, and that was Halloween. But there's a lot of other stuff that's kind of gradually been added to it over the years. And so there's a lot of stuff going on. So let's just kind of jump right into it. First of all, we have an election a week from Tuesday, and early voting is available, and it's from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, at the Board of Elections in the Marion County Building Office, which, by the way, is at 222 West Center Street. Today, excuse me. Today, Friday, is a community meal at the Shining Light Baptist Church that they are at Church and Mount Vernon. That's the one that sits there on the point. It's at 6 o'clock tonight, and it's for dine-in or carry-out, either or. Also tonight, Friday, at the Marion Public Library is a program called Bookmarks Speaking Volumes with J. Ryan Stradle. Now, this is a fundraising event featuring best-selling author J. Ryan Stradle. Beginning at 6 o'clock, they have a social hour. You get an opportunity to mingle with the author before the main presentation, and you get to also enjoy various hors d'oeuvres. Now, this one hour social hour session is $75. Beginning at 7 is they have him for an hour speaking, and it for general admission to the 7 o'clock session is $30. And then at 8 o'clock is a book signing, and you can take in your books that you've already purchased, or you can purchase a book there. And the book signing is open to all persons, whether or not you took advantage of the social hour. Now, what's he going to do? Well, he's going to talk about his writing process, his love of literature, and literacy. And it just says, enjoy the library space with desserts, beverages, and a cash bar. And tickets, whether you are interested in just the general admission or if you want to get in on the social hour, tickets can be purchased at the front desk of the library. Now, I will admit I'd never heard of this author, and I don't know what he writes about. But again, my reading is rather limited in scope. So there's a lot of authors out there who are, quote, well-known authors that I've never heard of. So I pass that on to you. Also tonight, and this is for tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, at the Marion Palace Theater, they're showing the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And the cult classic from 1975 will be shown, and it cost is $5. And it amazes me that it's still popular today. I mean, it was really big when I was in school. The movie came out in 1975. I graduated from high school in 77, went on to college there in the late 70s, early 80s, and this Rocky Horror Picture Show was a big deal. But it's still around, so you have the chance to see it this Friday at 7:30 or Saturday at 2. And, you know, it's interesting because when it came out in 1975, it had some names that really weren't household names. They were people in the early stages of their career. But since then, they've become big stars. From this movie, you can see Barry Bostwick, Susan Sarandon, Tim Curry, and, of course, the ever-lovable Meatloaf. All right, so that's Rocky Horror Picture Show. I won't bore you with stories about me and my buddies going to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show. All right. Friday and Saturday, today and tomorrow, is a night at the museum, the Exploratorium, 244 South Main Street. It is from 6:30 until 8:30. Cost is $5 a person. And in this is scary environment of haunted houses and Halloween ghouls and witches and goblins, this is for the little ones in a non-scary environment. Wander through the Exploratorium for their version of a haunted house. It will be featuring some of your favorite cartoon and movie characters. Now you can, you can pick your time, but no, you have to pick your time that you want to go, because they are limiting the number of people going through so that you may enjoy a less crowded setting. So you can get tickets online and schedule the time that you would like to go, and that would be at www.exploreitmarion.org. Again, that's www.exploreitmarion.org. Saturday, the 28th, Monster March, and this is going to be downtown Marion from noon until 2 for trick-or-treating. So trick-or-treating downtown Marion, noon to 2. You know, what's interesting is you literally can spend from noon Saturday until 8 o'clock Saturday night trick-or-treating and going to trunk-or-treats and all that. I have all these events, and you could literally, what would you do with all that candy? I mean, you could open up a candy store with the candy that you collect just on Saturday. So anyway, so it kind of gets kicked off this Saturday with the Monster March in downtown from noon until 2. The Harding Fall Festival Trunk or Treat is at Marion Harding High School, and it's from 4:30 till 8 o'clock. And there's going to be candy, face painting, games, hay rides, music, and snacks. $5 per car, not per person, but $5 per car. And they encourage you to wear your costumes and get this, fireworks at 8 or shortly thereafter. So that's not a bad deal, $5 per car, and you got all that stuff going on. Also Saturday, the trunk or treat at the Green Camp United Methodist Church, and it is 5:30 to 7, and then there will be a costume contest immediately after the trick-or-treat at 7 o'clock in the community center in Green Camp. So the trunk-or-treat is at the Green Camp United Methodist Church, and then there's a costume contest at the community center at 7. Also on Saturday, Trail of Treats at the Tallgrass Trail. And I think most everybody's probably familiar, but if you're not familiar with the Tall Grass Trail, it's at 2093 Holland Road West. And it's from 3 to 5. So, see, you could go downtown from noon to 2, get in your car, drive over to the Tall Grass, and they've got Trail of Treats from 3 to 5. Basically, they're going to be handing out treats on the trail. And they suggest that you be prepared for a lot of people. Last year, they had over 500 kids in that two-hour time frame. So there's going to be a lot of people going, a lot of people there. There's a lot of stuff going on. Also on Saturday, now, I made a mistake. It was last week, I think I announced that a farmer's market was the last one of the season. And lo and behold, I was wrong. The farmer's market in LaRue, Ohio, Saturday from 9 to 2. And it's their last one of the season. So it is going to be this Saturday. And I'm not aware of any other farmer's markets going on. And they listed a bunch of stuff they got there. You'll be able to get apple cider, pumpkins, tomatoes, potatoes, onions, carrots, apples, cabbage, cauliflower, radishes, and more. They're going to have a food truck there. You can purchase local honey. There are going to be vendors there and also baked goods. So there's a lot going on this Saturday at the farmer's market in LaRue. Let me run down the Saturday schedule of the community trick-or-treats as I have them. New Bloomington Saturday from 5:30 to 7. Green Camp from 5:30 to 7. And Green Camp is the one that had the trunk-or-treat at the Methodist Church. And then the costume contest at 7 at the community center. So that's in Green Camp. LaRue from 5 to 6:30. And also, you can note, not that this will make you want to come out, but LaRue trick-or-treat, 5 to 6:30. And I will be at the LaRue Methodist Church for their trunk or treat, and I'll be hanging out at the LifeWise Academy booth. So if you feel so inclined to stop by and say hi, I'd love to have you come by. Then Prospect has their trick or treat this Saturday from 5 to 6:30. And then after that, there is a parade. I didn't know that Prospect does a parade, but they got a Halloween parade. 5 to 6:30 is the trick-or-treat parade afterwards. And by the way, Pastor Steve Whitaker will be up there in Prospect. So that is all this Saturday. The communities that have their trick-or-treat this Saturday: New Bloomington, Green Camp, LaRue, and Prospect. Monday at the Marion Public Library is Lap Sit Baby Time at 10 o'clock. It is for babies 0 to 24 months. And there will be songs and rhymes and books and finger play available. So again, that's Monday. Let me preface this next one by just a real quick reminder, because this is actually a big program that is put on at the library. It's the Adult Lifelong Learning, and it started in October, and it continues throughout the winter and spring, and they have a lot of different classes and programs that you can take advantage of in their adult lifelong learning. They do require registration. You can register in person at the main desk. And the purpose of all of this is they give a variety of topics for people that are 18 and older through these short term. They're 1 week, sometimes they go 2 weeks, sometimes they go 4 weeks, but they're short term non-credit courses offered. And the classes are led by experts on the subject matter, and you need to register. And this is how it works. Registration is $25, and that includes two classes. Any additional classes are $5 each. So if you need more information, call 740-387-0992. Again, that's 740-387-0992. And they really have had a huge variety of classes. Excuse me. I remember the one that was just a couple of weeks ago. They had the going to that house in Galleon for the Brownella College. So they got our cottage. So there's all kinds of things going on. All right. Now, having said that, they have another adult lifelong learning class that is on Monday, and it's the Ohio Health Technology in Healthcare, from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. So in this one-hour class, learn how to make technology work to your advantage. They'll teach you how to navigate MyChart using Zoom and WebEx for appointments, plus many more subtopics are going to be covered. And I just kind of had to chuckle to myself when I was preparing this, because they start out by saying learn how to navigate my chart. I gave up on that. I did, after I had my stroke and everything, they told me, you can go on in my chart. And so I went on there and I put in my name and all that stuff, and somewhere along the line I did something wrong, so I got all flustered. So maybe I should take this class, because they'll walk you through it. All right. Also happening on Monday night at 5 o'clock, Beneath the Surface, Mastering Skull Identification. This is at the Tall Grass Trail, and it's at the Tall Grass Trailhead, 5 p.m. Have you ever found a skull and wanted to know what animal it belonged to? Come and learn identification skills at Beneath the Surface, Mastering Skull Identification. Tuesday. Now, and this is going to be, this will be the first time this Tuesday, and it'll be every Tuesday throughout the winter and spring up until May. They are having story time at the Harding Presidential Museum at 10 a.m., and it's being performed by Miss Kathy. I don't know Miss Kathy, but that's whose name I have here. So story time at the Harding Presidential Museum. And if you happen to go, ask them where the library is. All right, October 31st, Tuesday. And that is the other big night for trick-or-treat. That is Halloween, officially. And we have In Caledonia trick-or-treat from 5:30 to 7, and in Richwood from 5 until 7. And of course, as we all know, it is the official trick-or-treat night here in the city of Marion. So you've got trick-or-treat night on Tuesday for Caledonia, Richwood, and Marion. Now, also at the same time, trick or treat at the library, the Marion Public Library, from 5 to 7. Stop by, show your costume, show them your costume, and this is at the main desk, and they'll be handing out free books for kids up through teenagers. So that will be as long as the supply last. And so again, that's at the Marion Public Library. Also on Tuesday, at Kingston Residences, 1:30 to 3, so it's in the afternoon, is Full Moon Live. The duo Full Moon will be performing live with a special Halloween show. So that's Tuesday afternoon at the Kingston Residences. Wednesdays in November are Adventure Authors. So that's actually five Wednesdays in November, beginning on the 1st and going for the next four after that. From 4 o'clock to 4:45, Adventure Authors, kids ages 8 to 13. Bring your adventurous ideas to life by working together to come up with a story. Each session will be dedicated to collaborative story writing. When your story is complete, you'll be able to share it with adults, and also you will have the opportunity to create illustrations for it. So this is the Wednesdays in November. And again, everything at the library is free. And I'll tell you what, they really do have a lot of programming at the Marion Public Library. It's all free of charge. Now, I know there was the one there that was a fundraiser. And by the way, on that fundraiser, all proceeds go to the funding the Marion Public Library. But all their activities are for free, and they cover all the age groups. They've got programs for small children. They've got programs for teenagers, middle schoolers. They have for families. They have for adults. So I can't say enough good things about our Marion Public Library, and I really can't say enough to encourage you to take advantage of some of the things going on at the library. I know here I go again talking about when I was growing up. You know, when I was growing up, you know, you went to the library, at least we did, went to the library when you had a book report or another kind of report that you had to write for school. Because at the library, they had a full set of encyclopedias. Can you believe that? You could go to the library and you would have a full set of encyclopedias sitting right there in front of you where you could look stuff. You could look it up in the encyclopedia, and actually what you did is you copied it out of the encyclopedia for your report that you were doing for school. So, my, how times have changed. Now you don't have to leave your house. You can get it on the internet. But that doesn't mean that the libraries are obsolete. You have full access to internet and all the things that are available there at the library. So anyway, just kind of wanted to encourage you to make yourself take advantage of what they have to offer here at the library. All right. Also, Thursday, story time. Where at? Yes, the Marion Public Library, from 10 until 11. It's for preschool and younger, and there'll be songs and rhymes and activities and stories. Thursday, this started a couple of weeks ago, and it goes until November 16th, and this is Thursday nights at the May Pavilion at the Marion Palace Theater is Trivia Night. And Kirk Detweiler hosts the return of Trivia Night. Gather your team and test your trivia knowledge. Donations, or a donation, whatever you want to give, is the cover charge. Or the cover charge is a donation. They have a full cash bar and prizes. Doors open at 7, And the trivia is starts at 7:30. All right. Also on Thursday, and actually this is Thursday at 2 o'clock and Friday at 2 o'clock. So this is at the Marion Public Library, and it's part of their adult lifelong learning. So it's for 2 days. It's 1 hour each. And what they're doing, it's called Be Enlightened Within the Dark of the Moon's Shadow, The Great American Eclipse of 2024. Now, I know that this has come up before on the radio station. Scott's talked a couple times about the great eclipse coming in April of 2024, and I've mentioned it a couple of times, and they're doing a program at the library. I mean, I don't know. I guess this is going to be a huge deal. I was skeptical when I first heard about it. I'm still a little bit skeptical, but hey, what do I know? So, this is what they have Thursday and Friday, November 2nd and 3rd at 2 o'clock. Session number 1. It says, next spring, all eyes will be on the sky in Ohio. For the first time since 1806, our state will experience a total solar eclipse, and Marion County is in the path of totality. Come find out what to expect and what Marion County Emergency Management Authority is doing to prepare for that. All right. Now, I just lost my... There we go. And how they're... Yes, what they're doing to prepare for it and how to best witness this once-in-a-lifetime event. So that's on Thursday. Then on Friday... A total eclipse of the sun is one of nature's wonders, an eerily majestic show that you won't want to miss. In this talk, we'll discuss what to expect during April's eclipse and how best to view it, about the beautiful outer layers of the sun that are only visible during total eclipses, why solar eclipses can only occur during a new moon, while lunar eclipses require a full moon, and why we don't have eclipses at every new and full moon. Now, that sounds kind of interesting, really. You're going to learn all about eclipses and when they happen and when they can't happen and all that kind of stuff. So that sounds kind of interesting. So these are Thursday and Friday next week. It's part of the All Adult Lifelong Learning at the Marion Public Library. And if you aren't registered, you might want to find out what all programs they have coming up. And again, it's $25 to get you registered, and that gets you two of their courses. And then after that, they're only $5 each. And, you know, that's really a pretty good deal. I guess I did say earlier all the free stuff. There are a few things that they do charge for, but it's very, very few. So anyway, that's what is happening, Marion. Again, it's kind of heavy in the Halloween, but that's what time of year it is. So in the minutes that we have left, I would encourage you to call me at 740-383-9944. I would be interested in hearing what stories you may have about creative costumes you have done or seen. For instance, what kind of creative costumes did you make for your children or for your grandchildren? Or what sort of creative costumes did you make for yourself? Did you go to, you know, maybe you went to an adult party? And so what are some of the novel or creative costumes that people have made. I would be interested in hearing about that. And also, too, so give me a call at 740-383-9944. Also, if you have an event coming up, you're part of a group or organization, you have an event coming up, you can call me at 419-210-0267, and you can leave me details about your event, time and place, and what it is, and if there's a cost, and we'll get it mentioned on the show here. So, again, 740-383-9944. What kind of creative costumes have you been involved in? Are you made for your kids, or are you made for yourself? Maybe you had a parent that made a really cool costume for you. You can give me a call here and share it on the line. I know my two boys, I have two boys, and when they were, well, let's see, there's about 2.5 years in between them, and the one was in middle school, and the other one was in high school, and one year, the younger one was an accident victim, and he was all bandaged up, and, you know, he had one arm in a sling, and he had bandages all over his arm and his head, and, you know, he had the makeup like he'd been in a serious accident, and they went out trick-or-treating, but, you know, he was supposed to have been in an accident, and we didn't have a wheelchair, so they actually, the older son, pushed him around in a grocery cart, so that was how they went out one year for trick-or-treat. So if you have any stories of the creative costumes that you've been involved in, give me a call, share it with us here over the air in the few minutes that we have left. Or have you are you one who decorates your house? You know, it used to be that very, very few people decorated for Halloween, and what decorations they would do would be kind of small, you know. There'd be some spiders or some fake spider webs. But now anymore, Halloween's almost getting as big as Christmas for the house decorations. They got the big blow-up Frankensteins, and we've got blow-up pumpkins and things like that. So do you decorate for Halloween? I'd be interested in hearing from you if you decorate for Halloween. Or we can talk about your haunted house experiences. That's something we haven't really talked about here. It's kind of popular to go to haunted houses. And I know that in this area, the haunted hoorah is one that's been around for a number of years, and it's kind of big in this area. So what has your experience been with haunted houses, or have you been to haunted hoorah? I've never gone to that, but then again, I'm one of those people that I'm not really into the haunted house scene. I know a lot of people really get into that and enjoy that type of thing. So if you want to give me a call, 740-383-9944, and share your experiences or experience in the haunted house, give me a call. And I do know that was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Scott had Miranda Hunley on here, and she had her true crime story, and she shared a haunted house story that was kind of wild. If you weren't here for that, I suggest you go back and to the archive page and listen to Miranda Hundley's haunted house story. Give me a call, 740-383-9944, and share with me your Halloween stories, whether it be costumes or whether you decorate your house or you have a haunted house story. Now, I guess coming up next hour, we get to sample the Halloween pizza. that was brought in by Bob Welsh and Eric and some other goodies. So that'll be interesting. I didn't get a chance to taste any of those pizzas in the past where they had the pumpkin pie and some of those other things. So I'm kind of looking forward to next hour when we get to sample the Halloween pizza. And you know, it's been kind of interesting. There are no Halloween decorations here at the studio. Now, I remember a couple of years ago, they had the studio decorated up really wild for Halloween. And there are no Halloween decorations this year. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to ask Scott about that next hour. Because they are planning Christmas decorations. And they've always done Christmas decorations. But I remember 2 years ago, they put up the Halloween, and there's none to be found this year. So I have to ask him about that. I know he has some Thanksgiving decorations stored away in a box, because after the Halloween decorations came down, he did also decorate here for Thanksgiving. So I'll find out why Scott's slacking on his decorating. Because I know they've got plans for the Christmas decorations, so... So we'll ask him about that. So give me a call, 740-383-9944, and share your Halloween story with us. Costumes, decorations, haunted houses, and the like. What kind of candy do you give out on Halloween? You know, I remember when I was a kid, there was always that one house in the neighborhood where they didn't give candy, they gave apples. And you know, I really think the apples is a good idea, but we were never allowed to eat the apples because there was always a fear that there was going to be like razor blades or pins or, you know, poison in them. And so my parents always went through, and they always told you to go through the bag and pull out, you know, unwrapped candy and apples and things like that. So I never got to eat those things. Homemade popcorn balls. Now, we were allowed to eat those. I don't know why, because they were homemade. They, you know, somebody could have doctored them up. But what I would know, does anybody know, has there ever been a documented case of somebody, you know, getting a razor blade or getting pins or getting foreign objects in the apples or the homemade popcorn balls? I mean, they always talked about it. You always heard about it. You were always warned about it. But has there been any documented cases of it? The other thing I know that for a while there, and I don't even know if they still do it, but you could take your bag of Halloween treats to the hospital and they would x-ray it for you. And to find out if there are, you know, razor blades and pins and needles and things like that in it. Is there any documented cases of them ever finding anything in their Halloween candy when they had it x-rayed? I don't know. You always heard about it, but you always heard about the dangers, but I never heard about, was there any really documented cases of it? I don't know. Maybe it was just a case of them, you know, it's better to be safe than to be sorry. I don't know. So do you drive your kids? Now, for parents out there that have kids or had kids, maybe your kids are all grown up, did you ever drive your kids to another community when they were having their trick-or-treat on another night? Like if your trick-or-treat was on Saturday night, then did you drive your kids to another place when they had theirs on Tuesday night? See, I grew up in a neighborhood in Columbus, and I mean, it was a big neighborhood, and we would go out. You know, we'd head out when it started, and we wouldn't be home until it ended, and we got a lot of candy. So we never really had a desire to go to another place. But I've heard stories about, you know, families that they'd hit three or four trick-or-treat places, just driving to them and letting the kids go around all the different places. So is that something you did with your kids? You know, I could see it. You've got an opportunity because we've got two big nights. We've got Saturday night is big, and then we've got Tuesday night is big. So if you're one of those traveling families, you can hit a lot of trick-or-treats this weekend. So give me a call, 740-383-9944. Is anybody out there listening? I know there's people out there listening. Give me a call. We've still got a couple minutes left where you can call in and share your Halloween story. 740-383-9944. And we'll be leaving. I'll be leaving off the air here in a couple of minutes, and we'll be taking a break. Scott, Matt, myself, Bob Welch, and Eric will be back next hour for the Exchange Club. I think we'll probably be talking Halloween pizza and those kind of things. Probably he'll probably be talking to Bob Welch a little bit more about that. That got kind of getting into some personal stuff there that last hour. But I guess we're going to get more details about that coming up next hour. Then I'll be back at 1:15 to 2 for Study His Word. I have a guest coming in today. I think you'll find her very interesting, so I'm looking forward to that. And then Scott and Matt and Carrington are on tonight from 8 until 10. So we still got a lot of programming left here for a Friday. It's going to be a nice weekend as far as activities go. Now it's turning a little cold tomorrow, so enjoy that warm weather now today, because it's turning a little cold this weekend, and we got some really cold temperatures coming next week. We got three different nights where they're talking about temperatures dipping below freezing. So I guess it's that time of year where any of your plants that you set outside during the summer, going to want to bring those plants inside for the winter, and things like that. Empty the bird bath so it doesn't freeze and all that kind of stuff. So we are headed into winter. Well, I know it's still fall, but winter's around the corner. And unfortunately, I don't really like winter. It's not my favorite time of year, but hey, you know, it is what it is. You got to take the bad with the good. So, well, I want to thank you for being here today. I really appreciate you listening. I hope some of you, I'm providing you with information, some things to do, places to go, things to see. I hope it's been beneficial for you. I'll be back again next Friday with whatever's going on the next week. So you have a good week. Have a fun weekend. And because you got to take part of some of these things going on. I'll be back next hour with Scott and Matt and all the crew. So don't walk away from your radio, whatever listening device you have. And thanks again for being here. This is Pastor Craig, and I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that.